and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse pay points.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, we have the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Zambia. Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic Playbook, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zm. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Zesco and Anzana Electric Group partner to bring electricity to 2 million Zambians. Matambo urges patience as Copperbelt diesel shortage persists. Uganda agrees to take deported U.S. migrants under strict conditions. To present the news, I'm Lucivelo Gondwe. Zesco and Anzana Electric Group have signed a $300 million deal to connect nearly 2 million Zambians along the Lobito Corridor by 2030. The partnership will upgrade power lines and expand the grid, bringing first-time electricity to households, businesses and industries, especially in rural areas. According to a statement issued by Zesco Corporate Affairs Unit, the pilot project will start in Northwestern Province in 2026, connecting 40,000 homes and businesses and adding 8 megawatts of new power. The partnership builds on a memorandum of understanding between Anzana and Zambia's Ministry of Energy signed in February this year. And commenting on the signed MOU, Zesco's Managing Director Justin Longo has commended Anzana's innovative and inclusive approach to attract capital and rapidly increase electrification rates in rural Zambia. Meanwhile, Anzana Chief Executive Officer Brian Kelly says the Lobito Economic Corridor approach is a model for future regional trade and development. Copperbelt Province Minister Elisha Matambo has appealed to residents to remain patient amid the ongoing diesel shortage that has resulted in long queues across the province. Mr. Matambo says government is working diligently to resolve the situation and has assured that the situation will normalize in the next 48 hours. Addressing the media in Indola today, Mr. Matambo has acknowledged the long queues being caused by the fuel shortage, which he has attributed to minor setbacks. Meanwhile, Mr. Matambo has announced that 8 additional depots have been established to ease the burden on farmers in Lufanyama, Mpongwe and Masaiti who travel long distances to deliver their maize to designated Food Reserve Agency depots. And Mr. Matambo says President Hakainde Hichilema will undertake a 2-day working visit to the Copperbelt, where he will officially open the new UPND Copperbelt Secretariat in Kitwe, among other activities he is expected to attend to.
Just to appeal to the people of Copperbelt, I've seen that the long queues and people have no fuel in terms of diesel. I'm sure most of the filling stations on the Copperbelt run out of diesel. I wanted to appeal to the people just to be a little bit patient. In the next 48 hours, I think the situation will come back to normal. Now, that first motor and gravity which was there and the suspension, people are busy working out so that the situation can normalize.
The Lusaka High Court Judge Vincent Siloka has ordered defense lawyers in the murder trial of former Independent Broadcasting Authority Director General Kuntila Muleya to rehearse arrangements that will allow any available lawyer on the defense team to take up representation when another is absent. This directive came after the trial failed to proceed due to one of the defense lawyers, Friday Mlenga Jr., being unwell. Judge Siloka described the repeated delays as unacceptable for the timely dispensation of justice and instructed the legal teams to agree that in the absence of a particular counsel, other lawyers on the record may represent any of the jointly charged accused so that the matter can progress. Meanwhile, the state told the court that it was ready to call 4 witnesses, including one from Mongo, but was unable to proceed because of a defense's difficulty. But Judge Siloka warns that failure by defense counsel to coordinate would further stall the case, which is a hindrance in the delivery of justice. In this matter, 2 police officers, Mtusani Dokowe Basa and Alex Caleb Zulu, businessman Samuel Dokowe and IBA accountant Francis Chipoya, face charges of murdering Kuntila Muleya, contrary to Section 200 of the Penal Code. Mr. Muleya was reported missing on the 22nd of July 2024 and was found dead the following day in Njolwe area with gunshot wounds. Trial resumes in October. Bridges to Prosperity Country Director Nachilala Nkombo has called on both government and the private sector to join forces in building rural bridges that will connect isolated communities to essential services and economic opportunities. Speaking during the Rural Access CEO Climate Leadership Engagement in Lusaka this morning, Ms. Nkombo disclosed that 7.5 million Zambians currently face rural isolation, making it difficult for them to access healthcare, education, and markets, a situation that she says is holding back the country's economic potential. She says with each bridge costing around 2.5 million kwacha, Bridges to Prosperity believes with joint efforts, the funding and skills needed can be mobilized. Ms. Nkombo says according to research conducted by the organization, every dollar invested in rural bridge infrastructure delivers a $4 return, including improved education, healthcare, and job opportunities.
7.5 million Zambians are affected by rural isolation. The challenge may seem very daunting to all of us, and some of us may think, no, this is a public sector problem to solve. However, I want to share in this room that the public sector is aware and has started taking action on this challenge. As B2P, we believe that this is also a unique opportunity for the private sector to play a transformative role for our economy, for our future.
At the same event, Absa Bank Zambia Chief Executive Officer Mzinga Melu emphasized the importance of public-private partnerships in transforming rural access and building climate resilience across the country. Ms. Melu has challenged other CEOs and business leaders to commit both personal contributions and corporate social responsibility budgets toward bridge-building initiatives.
As private sector leaders, we must recognize that climate change impacts all of us, our customers, our value chain, ultimately our bottom line. We can contribute in several ways. We must raise awareness, which is what Ms. Nachilala and B2B are doing. We are raising awareness. And to be honest, until this morning, I wasn't aware that a bridge costs 2.5 million. Sometimes you see a bridge and you've got this staggering mind that's saying, hey, this is not for us. But raising awareness, you can actually see that it is possible. It is possible because a bridge will only cost 2.5 million, and if we all come together, we can build many bridges.
In global news, Uganda says it has agreed a deal with the United States to take in deported migrants on condition they do not have criminal records. Kampala said it would also refuse unaccompanied minors